Welcome to the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast, where entrepreneurs come to be educated, enlightened, and empowered for success in their business pursuits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Fundamental Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Darren Dallimore. And as you can see right here, I'm joined. Well, maybe you can't see for those maybe watching on YouTube, but I'm joined by my co-host, Daniel Parker. Say hello.
Hey, Darren.
Hello.
We're actually like together.
I know, right? No more Zoom, at least on this one.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
No more COVID for a minute.
Just 1 minute.
Just 1 minute, though.
Just 1 minute. But anyways, everyone, we are so glad you decided to join us today for this episode of our podcast. And before we dive into things, let's just remind everybody to please rate and review how we're doing. It really helps us out. It helps us understand if we're doing good or if we're just not.
We're just bombing it.
Right? Just, oh boy, these guys are awful. We want to know what's going on. So make sure you do that. And we will make, I will provide references to our social media pages here at the end of the podcast. Don't let me forget. Normally I try to do that at the beginning, or have been trying to do that. But today we're going to do it a little different because we've got some exciting news. Right, Danielle? There it is.
Okay, that was not as exciting as it sounded in my head.
No. Well, it worked. It was awesome. Our news is exciting because it's something we've been working on for a long time. It's something that has been in the works for what, 3 or 4 months now?
Yes.
There's some changes going on here. So should we keep holding them in suspense or just get right to it?
Oh, I think we've kept them in suspense long enough, Darren. Let's dive in.
All right, let's get into it. If you have not seen our social media pages and our website, hopefully all of those have been updated. You have noticed that things have changed. Our colors have changed. Our name has changed. And we're actually doing something. We're providing an additional service that we haven't provided in the past. So without further ado, let's let everybody know that Ascent 101 has now become Procenic. Say that fast 5 times.
Procenic, 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 Procenic. Hey, not bad.
Not bad. She did it right. Very cool.
I didn't even practice that.
You didn't. I didn't even ask you to practice. Very nice. I like it. But we've changed our name to Procenic from Ascent 101. And the reason we did that is because Danielle, I think we need to back up to explain this change, because we are now offering a new service. It's all still related to entrepreneurs and their businesses, because that's our love. We both know what that's like to be an entrepreneur. We know the struggles that come with it. And so let's back up for a minute for those that maybe are wondering, what the heck are you guys doing? So when we started this journey over a year ago, we wanted to focus on helping entrepreneurs. And our first focus, as we talked about, what should we start with? We decided to start with helping educate entrepreneurs as it relates to starting a business.
Right. A great first base starting block, right?
Yes, because you got to start somewhere. And the thing that we have found over the years, we've been in the profession, we're both accountants. We've been in this profession for years and years and years. We know what it takes to get a business started. We've had clients come in and actually tell us, hey, I want to start a business. I don't even know where to begin.
Right. And we've had the opposite side of that, right? All the clients that have come in and started business and said, all right, I didn't do things right.
Yes.
How do I fix it?
Or yes.
Teach me how to do it right. And so, yeah, we've seen both sides of that coin, right? We've seen when it works well and we've seen when it doesn't work well.
Yes.
And that was our goal, is to really teach and educate business owners on how to do that the right way.
Yeah. And so we created the course, the Business Startup Blueprint. We've shared it with a lot of people. It is there to help entrepreneurs or future entrepreneurs understand how to start the business. We knew, and by the way, there's a link if you're a new entrepreneur or wanting to start your business, we'll have a link to that course, something you can check out. I'm excited because we're changing a few things. We're changing the price. We're changing a couple of things. So more to come on that in future social media releases and other things. But if you are looking for a course that covers just everything you need to understand about starting a business, that's where you can go to find it. But we knew that that was not the only thing we were going to do.
Right. Just that was just the start.
That was the starting point. As we got talking more and as we were figuring out, okay, what's our next thing that we are going to do? We were looking for ways to help businesses understand from a financial perspective, because that's what we do. Understand their business better from a financial perspective. But as we've learned and as we've looked at different things, business owners don't want to hear about debits and credits.
Or budgets.
Or budgets. Or a profit and loss statement. Or what a balance sheet is. Well, they need to know what it is. But they don't want to take the time to truly like dive into it.
Right. And get into the nitty gritty. They want the bottom line. They want to know what it means to them and their business.
Exactly. And so with that, we decided to look around and find if there is some way. We've always wanted our coaching, teaching, training, helping entrepreneurs. That's our passion. That's what we want to do. And so as we looked for different things, it was actually you, Danielle, that came across something that was intriguing. And so let's talk about it. We came across this program called Profit First.
Yes. And then, you know, as soon as I seen it, Darren, I'm like, I've been in accounting for over 20 years. Why have I never heard of this?
Exactly.
I've been in the dark.
Yeah. And so you started looking into it. We investigated it. You reached out to not the author of the book, but it's a book, by the way, for any of you who maybe have heard of it. It is a book written by Mike Michalowicz. I think I said that right.
You did.
Okay, good. Good job. Sorry, Mike, if I screwed that up, but you'll get over it.
I think he's used to it.
I think he is too. Go look at the book and his name's spelled really weird. So again, sorry, Mike, but it is. We reached out to the people that are behind this and we scheduled a time to talk to them and figured out that they offer a training program for accountants such as us to become what's called a Profit First professional, certified professional.
Right. Now, really, you know, Darren, when I first heard of it, I'm like, okay, I got to check out the book. Mm-hmm. Read the book and I'm like, I'm all in. This is like the best thing for any entrepreneur, and every entrepreneur should understand this and implement this in their business. But I knew that, like, even just reading the book, I had a lot of questions. I'm like, well, what about this? And what do I do with this? And how does this work? And I had a lot of questions. And, you know, as we reached out, I, you know, had a lot of conversations and really kind of understood the ins and outs of it better. And really, this Profit First Professionals, the reason you want a Profit First Professional is because it's a whole course that really dives in to more than just what's in the book. The book is surface level. So the course actually dives in and really helps an accountant, coach, or bookkeeper understand how to implement the process successfully. And kind of what are all the little nuances and what are the little the different triggers, and we'll get into what it is in just a minute. So I'm not going to keep you hanging here, but
yeah, everybody's like, what is this? Right? I haven't read the book. What is Profit First?
So first, if you haven't read the book, go get the book. You definitely want to read the book. But the next level is you could implement it yourself.
Yeah.
It's a little harder to do because there are some different things that aren't necessarily covered in the book that make it be successful. And that's really what the certification program does.
Yeah. It basically gives us the training, the tools, the resources to then take this to our clients and help them implement this strategy and implement this process, along with they get us as a coach to help them become successful. And hopefully, as everything says, profit first. It's all about profit first. I mean, I always ask people when they go into business, and it always tends to come around taxes. And when they talk to me, I don't want to ever pay taxes. I never want to pay taxes. I want to be in business, but never pay taxes. And I always ask them this question. Did you go into business to never pay taxes, or did you go into business to make a ton of money? They always say, well, I want to make a ton of money. So I think for me, when you talked about this profit first, it was like, well, that's kind of a no-brainer. Everybody goes into business. They want a profit. They want to make money. And so I was intrigued by it. And so from that, that's how this all got started. is we are now profit first professionals. We can provide this coaching, this training, and help any business implement this strategy so that they can generate profits and focus on their profits rather than on everything else. So with that, Danielle, let's talk about this. Everybody's probably saying, well, okay, what the heck is profit first?
Right.
Okay. So what is profit first?
Okay. So first and foremost, it is a behavioral based cash management system.
Okay.
Hey, I had to get that word right. It is not an accounting system. So let's be clear on that. It is a cash management system, and it's a cash management system that is centered around the behavioral qualities of most entrepreneurs. So question, you know, I would ask a lot of entrepreneurs is the last time you made a big financial decision in your business, did you go to your accountant first and ask if you could do it? If you did, awesome. Love it. Good job. Most likely you did not. So what does most entrepreneurs do when they're trying to decide if they're going to spend money on something, invest in it, something, do a big project, whatever it is? Usually
I can answer it.
All right. You answer,
I can answer it.
What is it?
They pull up their balance sheet, their profit and loss, and they go through it.
That's it.
No, they do. No, they don't.
No, they don't.
Never.
So what's your next guess?
They go and look at the bank balance. How much money is in the bank?
And do I have enough to do this?
Yep. That's how they do it.
That's how they do it. You're right. That's how they do it. And so this entire system is developed around that behavior.
So entrepreneurs, it means that although balance sheets and profit and loss things are important, this program is set up to basically mirror your behavior. So that when you go look at your bank balance, you can see your profit. You can see how much money you have to spend on expenses, how much money you have set aside for that evil tax thing, how much you're paying yourself, how much you have set aside for that, and a number of other things. And so it's all based around behavior.
It is. So let's talk about kind of this traditional accounting method versus the normal behaviors of an entrepreneur. So, okay, so we got to go back to that whole balance sheet and profit and loss statement, right? Traditional accounting says that you take your sales, your income that you get from doing your business activities, and you minus all the expenses that it takes to deliver that product, service, whatever. And what you have left over is?
Profit, hopefully. Hopefully.
Hopefully, right? So sales minus expenses equals profit. And you just cross your fingers that at the end of the day, what's left over is positive.
Yes.
Right? Okay. So what this whole system does is it flips the whole accounting model on its head. Can I just say that?
I know.
I'm sorry. Every accountant is listening. Trust me, you'll love this in the end. So what that does is it says, okay, we're going to take our sales and we're going to minus from that our profit, mm-hmm. our taxes, and our owner's pay. So we know exactly how much we're going to gain in profit, which is ultimately going to be a reward to the owner,
mm-hmm.
how much we're setting aside to pay those taxes when they come due, because we know they will. We mm-hmm. hope they will, because we hope that we're making money. And number three, that we actually are paying ourselves first as the owner, not last or never, first.
Which is not normal.
It's not normal, right?
No.
It is super uncomfortable. So what that does is what it leaves is our expense bucket. So it kind of takes the whole budgeting process and the financial reporting process and rolls it into one, because what's left over is your expenses bucket, and that becomes, here's what I have to spend on my rent, on my labor, on, you know,
all the stuff materials to run your business.
Yes. Everything to run your business is in this, and you have to get creative and more intentional about what you're spending your money on. So it really keeps you accountable.
Yeah.
As a business owner.
It makes, that's what, and what you said right there, Danielle, that's what made it so exciting to me. Cause when I'll be honest with you, I've read the book, I've listened to the book, and when I was listening to it as I was driving, because that's when I get the time to actually listen to this stuff, it was when he talked about the traditional accounting method, he actually says in the book, I'm looking at it right now, the traditional accounting is killing your business. I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, this jerk is telling me that basically everything that I've learned about accounting, I've got a degree in it, I've got my CPA license, all of this stuff is killing a business. I was pretty upset about that because it's like, no, accounting doesn't kill a business, just poor decisions do. But what he meant is what you exactly said is it's the behavior. It's looking at it from the standpoint of saying sales and expenses. I hope I have a profit rather than going sales. This is the profit I need to get to. What's left is my amount of money I've left for my expenses. Now I have to be innovative, efficient, creative. I have to realize, how do I make this trim down and slim so that I can get the profit that I'm looking for?
Right.
And then that made sense. That made sense to me.
That does make sense. And, you know, and I always go back to the idea of pay yourself first. You know, we hear that a lot in the personal realm of like investing and, you know, putting aside money. But I love that Mike takes it and moves it to the business world. Mm-hmm. It's still important to pay yourself first, be rewarded for the business that you started. Just like Darren said in the beginning, you got into business because you want to make a crap ton of money. You want the freedom. You wanted the flexibility. You wanted to make a difference. And you can't do that if you're not getting rewarded as the business owner.
Exactly.
And so I love that idea. And it can be a huge game changer for a lot of businesses. I mean, think about the business owner that has not paid themselves in over a year.
Yeah.
And think about the first time that they get that paycheck from their business. It can be a huge game changer.
Makes
not only for them as an individual, as their families, their loved ones, their lifestyle, but the growth of the business. Because if you're not getting paid as the business owner in your business,
You're a slave.
And the motivation is really not there as good as it could be when you actually start to see those rewards.
I agree. You're absolutely right. Again, at first when I heard this and as hearing about this and how, because I'm big into like, well, balance sheet and profit and loss statement, cash flow, all of those things are important. That tells you the health of your business, which that is true. But that's not what a business owner. That's what we understand.
That's what we understand.
And we got to stop trying to force that understanding on a business or it's important. They need to know enough, but for decision-making, their habit is I'm going to go to the bank account. I'm going to go look at stuff. How much money do I have? Where am I at? And so for me, as we think about what attracted us to this and why, for me, it was taking the ability to take the traditional accounting services, tax planning, payroll, your just regular bookkeeping and accounting and your tax preparation, and lassoing or grouping together under this profit first system and unleashing the power of those traditional services.
Right.
And that's what I feel profit first can do. It unleashes the power of traditional accounting.
It does. And it puts it in a language that every entrepreneur can truly understand, grasp, and actually execute in under 15 minutes a day.
Exactly. That's what was so exciting to me. And for me, that's what I want to help clients understand. I want them to be successful in business. It's the same for you. That's what we want, is when somebody is profitable, that's awesome. When they are successful and when they come in and say, man, it's a great year, profits were awesome, everything was just fantastic, that just makes us better. That makes us excited because we know what it's like to be profitable. We want others to be profitable. And the nice thing about the system, I think we need to mention this, is to be certified as a profit first professional, we actually have to implement this in our business.
And not only do we have to implement it, Darren, but we actually get audited and have to recertify every year in order to keep that certification. So we have to implement it and practice it every day.
So we are living it.
So we know firsthand the impact it's made on us, on our business, and the impact that it can make for you and how to implement it. So that's the key strategy, is finding the right people that can help you implement this the right way so that it actually has an immediate impact on the success of your business.
Yes, yes. We're not in the business of selling something we don't believe in. And this is something that we truly believe in. And it's going to be a game changer. As I think about my clients and the thing over the years and what they've done, you talked about the bank balances, and we've talked about how that's what they look at. I remember distinctly a conversation I had with a client when I told him, hey, I got all your financial information together. Based upon what you've given me, this is what your net income is, and this is what your tax liability was. You know the first thing they said? Thank you. No. They said, what? Well, how can that be? That money's not in the bank. That's the first thing that they said. And I said, well, that's how accounting works. Do you think they were happy with that answer?
My guess is no.
Oh, they were not thrilled. But it's the reality of it is they were looking at their bank account. I'm saying, hey, your profit was like $200,000-$400,000. They're looking at their bank account going, no, it's not. That's not my bank account. That's the reality of it.
It is. And, you know, just some quick stats, Darren, 60% of business owners are not profitable.
Whew.
And of the remaining 40% that are, only 17% have money in the bank to match their profits.
Wow.
So if you can implement profit first, do it successfully, you become the minority, the top 17% of businesses in the US.
That's a great place to be. And that's what we hope to accomplish as we unveil and roll out this service to anybody that's listening. Well, I guess I say anybody. We're going to be focusing on service-based businesses. That's kind of our focus. So if that's kind of in your realm, but don't have that hold you back from, we want to help. We're looking at ways to be able to help all entrepreneurs, either through some, strategy sessions or something like that. Yeah, obviously that's a really lame name and I couldn't think of what it was why we're talking here, of course.
But, you're right, though, Darren, as Mike McCallum, which the author of the book says, you know, the whole goal of Profit First is to eradicate entrepreneurial poverty.
That's our goal.
Because that is the majority of entrepreneurs. They are in that check to check situation, not paying themselves at all or not paying themselves first.
Yeah. And so because we love entrepreneurs, we love what it stands for, this journey. We have done it. We know what it's like to go and do something a little scary.
A lot scary.
Yeah. Okay. A lot scary. Probably some of the scariest things you ever do is go start a business. And the uncertainty, just all of that comes with it. We get it. And so we want to make sure that the financial side of it, the uncertainty is mitigated and eliminated as much as possible. And that's what this will help do. And we're so excited to bring it to our clients. We're excited to bring it to those that want this service and want it as part of just the, like I said, I truly feel taking profit first and combining it with your traditional accounting, tax planning, tax prep, payroll, your regular bookkeeping, and all of that other stuff, it unleashes the power of the rest of them. It does.
It does. It like I said, it will be a game changer.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see this roll out.
I'm so excited too. So as I consider this, and as we wrap this podcast episode up, Danielle, is there anything else that we want to share with people? I guess make sure everybody understands it's still the same. We are still Darren and Danielle. Same people. We are just harnessing the power of our experience, our background, and turning it into a coaching, consulting service that, and with all the other traditional services that we are very well skilled in, and bringing that to our clients.
Yeah. So it's really, Darren, going to be like, take the traditional accounting services, add this extra layer on top of it, and really help take your business to the next level.
It's like a really good cake.
Oh, that sounds really good. Maybe with raspberry filling in the middle.
Done.
Okay, great. No, but really, it is going to be what really puts it all together and makes your accounting services that much better. That you actually might really enjoy talking to your accountant.
That's the hope. I mean, I think
maybe you like to talk to us.
I'm a nice guy. You're not a guy, but you're a nice gal.
I'm a nice gal.
Yeah.
I'm a down home country gal. Does that count?
That works totally good. So everyone, that is our exciting news. That's what we've been going on about. That's if you've been following the social media posts, all of that stuff. That's what we're so excited to share with you. Is that Ascent 101 is now Procentic. I'm not going to ask you to say it 5 times.
Okay.
Because you did great. I would not say it right.
Maybe you should try it.
No.
Okay.
Okay. It's still us, still the same people, same everything. You know, we've talked about in the past, I guess, being flexible, being adaptable on our show. And this is just a demonstration of that, I think, is we knew something was going to, we knew that we wanted to do more, and we're just been working on this. It's taken some time. We apologize. It's taken so long to get to this point, but it's just, again, being adaptable and being flexible to what, is available. Because like I said, as when I first came across this, I was like, what's this guy even on about? He's an idiot. I mean, I really did. I felt that way. But as I got into it, and as I listened, as I read, and as I really thought about it, I'm like, well, duh, I've had these very conversations that he's talking about with my clients before. Mm-hmm. And so it's a game changer for me, and it's going to be a game changer for everyone else. And so we're excited to bring this to everyone. And so if you haven't already done so, you can check out our social media posts. If you're used to going to Ascent 101 and everything like that, to go find it, just Procentic, you'll find it. I don't know if they type into Ascent 101, if they'll find it again, but if you've already got it liked, and if you're already there, it's there. You're good. So make sure Facebook, Instagram, Procentic, spell that. You said it 5 times. Spell it.
Oh, now I have to spell it. Wow. Yes. Okay. Procenac.
There you go. Procentic.
So Darren, let's just have this little sidebar here real quick. So Procentic, totally different name than Ascent 101, right?
Yes.
So when you first started Ascent 101, we wanted it to be the education. We wanted to really kind of focus the name on the fact that we wanted to educate entrepreneurs. So then we changed it to this weird name.
Weird name.
Procentic. So let's share with our audience how we came up with that name. What does it mean? What are we focusing on?
Well, how we came up with it is we got a dartboard, had letters on it, and just started throwing darts. This is what happened. That's what you get.
Well, let's be honest. If I threw darts, it probably wouldn't make the board.
Okay.
So
that story's not true.
That might not work in my world if I tell that story.
So the name has changed from Ascent 101 to Procentic, because Procentic stands for profit-centered accounting, because that's what we want to focus on. That's what we want to help you as a business owner focus on, is your profits and being successful and building your legacy and generating the lifestyle that you are looking for. Does that sum it up?
I think you hit the bullseye.
Yes. I feel so special now. So everyone, as we wrap this up, make sure you check out our social media pages, Procentic. Just type it in. Danielle spelled it. She did awesome. Check them out there. You'll see more as we roll this out. You'll see more about Profit First. Our plan is with this podcast, as we go forward, we're going to do discussions about Profit First principles around it and different things like that, and how just it'll all make a difference in your business. That's our goal. And in the future, we want to be able to bring on those that have been part of the program and gone through the Profit First a cash management system, and they're using it in their business to talk about it as they share their story. We're still going to do this as their story, because we absolutely love that. It's so much fun.
It is so fun talking to you guys. We love it.
We love talking to other entrepreneurs. Just hear, the stories have been fascinating to me and just inspiring in so many ways. So that's still to come. And so just keep listening. We truly appreciate, honestly, we truly appreciate everybody that's listened, supported, and been a part of this. It has been a journey. We're probably still not doing it right, but you know what? We're doing it.
We're doing it.
That's, we're doing it good.
Action, right? It's all about action, people.
So if you have any questions, be sure to reach out to us. We're going to everydayjoe@procenic.com is what we're going to change it to. I think, does that sound okay with you?
Okay. Yeah. Do we wanna, well, let's, and maybe not Everyday Joe. Well, okay. We're going to come back to that.
Hold your questions for now. Hold your questions. We will have a place that you can submit your questions. Just go onto our social media pages, direct message us. There you go.
Send us a message.
Send us a message. If you have a question, we'll respond. So do that for now until we have some place that you can send us those questions. We look forward to hearing from you. And as we always say, until next time, we wish you all the success possible in your entrepreneurial journey.